שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the law of Avud. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt number 70. You can watch our lessons on CAB TV. You can ask questions during the lesson, and selected questions will be answered during the lesson. The law of Avud.
So we're continuing in these parts. Let's hope we end this today. And then we'll start a new topic tomorrow. In addition to what we need to do, Parashat Shavua and Faith Above Reason, there are a few things we're doing in parallel. So, yeah, please.
Exit number 70, Bala Sulam. Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I am, on what I am telling you here, to be my segula, virtue from among all the peoples. This means that you will be my segula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass on to you from to all the nations.
Meaning there are a lot of people in the world that have a lot of desires. But if a person has a desire for the Creator, so he belongs to Yashar Ked, right? And then to that group, the Creator aims and yearns and comes closer to. And then?
Meaning that you will be my segula. And through you, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you unto all the peoples and the nations of the world.
Meaning those who don't have a tendency to reveal the Creator like we have.
For all the nations of the world are not yet ready for this.
That's called the nations of the world, those who don't have any tendency to reveal the Creator.
And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine. Meaning, all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing their task, that task, I need a virtuous people.
Yeah, meaning we need to be that same passage that has to connect between the Creator and all the people on the earth, all of humanity. That's our role, and that's what the Creator is yearning for. Because this conduit, that role, is just to be the conduit. He got a desire from the Creator and is yearning for the Creator. For that reason, that's the role he has to realize and serve all the people on the earth who have no desire for it, but he has to give it to them from the Creator, all this awakening and the method and the revelation and the fulfillment. That is our work. So we need to be proud of it, that we are the Creator's servants, as we say, that we are helping the Creator reveal himself in all of humanity. And that's why we are called the workers of the Creator, his servants. So let's do it. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Av. Question. Baruch Salam uses the word segula many times. What is this word segula? It's hard to translate it to other languages.
Segula is a means, a sure means that if you use it, you get to what you want to attain. That's it. That's called segula, Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. The people that we disseminate to, just the fact that we're disseminating to these people, does this mean that these people are ready to receive?
We are in an era that whether we want it or not, whether we are ready for it or not, whether we understand or not, whether we can hear or not, we have to say it to them. Even though they shut their eyes and shut their ears, it doesn't matter. We need to let them know as much as possible, because we're in a state where all the parts, the shattered parts of the Kli of the Adam HaRishon, they have to start moving towards connection between them.
No, no.
Doing it right or not, as long as we have the right intention, as long as we give it everything we got, that's all that matters, yes?
Yes, try and do it as right as we can, and from time to time it will get better, and that's how we'll advance. PT 19.
He says that through you, sparks of purity will spread through you to all the nations of the world. To the extent that you give to people who are still not in the process of purification or getting closer to the Creator, you bestow upon them, and you still give them your inspiration, and that way you promote them toward it.
How do you do it?
You do it. But I don't want to, I don't even want to tell you where you are and what great things you are doing. I don't want to spoil you. It's a fun too.
Rav, what qualities do we need to be in the state of Segula?
When you feel that the friends and from within them the Creator are standing next to you, and you can use that force to disseminate the method of connection and the Creator who is revealed in this to all the nations, to all of humanity.
What's demanded for us to do in the 10?
This, I won't tell you now. You have to find out yourself, scrutinize it. And such questions I can't deal with anymore. You've got the material, you've got everything, and if you're still asking, then any additional explanation from me will not help. That's why I'm not doing it.
Number 71, from Ma'ol Einayim. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at every given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be the medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
This is our goal, to connect all created beings, the whole world, to the upper force. And then the Creator will be revealed in everyone and will fill everyone. And then we come to the end of correction, to the complete redemption, to an eternal and complete world. When there is nothing bad that will be able to be revealed, we don't know what it is, but we can push ourselves to it. This is why all kinds of problems and troubles are emerging, so that we will have the strength to be able to come out from the bad and somehow come to the good. It's hard for us to imagine the good because we don't know the spiritual world. The bad, the Creator helps us by revealing it. And the more we try to be in both, and the more we can picture the bad and the good things in a greater mass of people, the more power we will have to push ourselves in the spiritual direction. This is why we need dissemination. So, as much as we can, we should picture, describe the bad that might be revealed. As much as we can, we should unite people together to run away from the bad and get to the good, and then we will get to it. Of course, if people with strangers, we can't talk about bringing contentment to the Creator because they're not willing to move toward connection for this purpose, but for their own egoistic nature. But when we get these deficiencies from them, we pass them through us, and then they get the right correction on their intention, and their egoistic intention becomes corrected in us, and therefore comes to the Creator in the right way. Balchia 1.
You already talked about it, that many of the suffering, war, Holocaust, that nothing worked, nothing helped. On our Kabbalistic path, in what way do we have to feel suffering in order to advance?
From what we're all suffering now. What happened, happened. It wasn't in that world. It wasn't in the present world. When we're all getting we're all counted like all of humanity before the Creator. There was no such thing. There were peoples and countries, all kinds of periods. Now there's one period that's aiming for the revelation of the Creator to the created being, and all the created being is all of humanity, all over the planet. So from this day onward, we will all get blows together, everyone together. So we should know about it. And so we all yearn for the Creator. With this great burden that we have to come to bestowal, if it's difficult, if we spread it out throughout the earth, it's not so much of a problem. Let's all of us ask, and the Creator won't avoid it, and will do us a favor and help us.
We who study the wisdom, do we have to understand this or feel it in such a way that suffering?
Some feel, some understand, but we have to aspire for both.
PT-19. He says that whoever makes a path for the abundance and has the... tell me, are Bibi doing part of the job? Are we doing...
Yes, a path and a trail. Actually, Shvil, a trail is called Bishvil, which means four. He explains it elsewhere. We are creating a path or a trail to know the force to all the troubles that the Creator passes.
Can we be optimistic Sunday after Rosh Hashanah?
Why not? I'm very optimistic. Otherwise, could I tolerate you? Could I stand you?
Of course not. But can we say that we're advancing and really taking all sickness away from the world?
It is all within our power, for sure.
Something good is happening, right?
Yeah, yeah. But we have to continue.
Kiev 1.
Thank God.
Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, what he writes here about that lively force that comes down to the world, at what moment can we as a group or as a 10 pass this on?
When you are connected among you in a 10, and you want to connect others to your tent in order to extend onwards. So you will be only a transition so that the tent becomes a conduit. And then you arrange it. You are building the system. It's a different relation. If you're only taking into consideration your own ten, and you're concerned only with yourselves, that's one thing. That's also good. But it's not enough. If you have to be concerned with passing these things on from your ten onwards, then it's a different consideration with regard to you from above. Then you're considered like a pipeline, a conduit. And a conduit isn't a ten already anymore. A conduit is something that bestows upon others through the whole system of Adam HaRishon. So then you're already in the system. Even if you bestow a little bit to some part outside of the ten, you are already acting as a conduit, as a pipeline, as a part of Adam HaRishon, and not just as a self. So it's a completely different calculation. You have to disseminate and advertise as much as you can.
Как, ну, в распространении понятно, то есть это действие, которое мы делаем.
Dissemination is clear, it's something we're doing, participating, all kinds of projects, but how in the heart to build such a pipeline correctly?
Work and work more and more until the heart wants it. Do you know when the heart will want it? When you take the group and another group and another group and start working with them and bringing them closer. This adopted group, when you begin to care about, to work with them, they become important to you. This is how we do it.
You mean other tens?
No. Connection with tens is something else. Connecting with different, with people outside of the wisdom of Kabbalah, outside of the tens. We need to connect within the ten. We need to connect between the tens. And we need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah outside of our tens. There's connection between us, between the tens. That's also pipelines. But that's not what it's about. It's about disseminating expansively to all of humanity. This is called reaching the days of the Messiah. This is already the final correction. Niv.
Number 72 by Baal HaSulam. The Israeli nation has been constructed as a sort of gateway by which sparks of purity would flow onto the entire human race throughout the world.
It is that group which is directed toward the Creator, which is therefore called the Israeli group, the Israeli nation. It should disseminate itself to everyone, to the whole world.
And these sparks multiply daily, like one who gives the treasure until they are filled sufficiently, meaning until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then they will know how to shift the balance to the side of merit and will place themselves under his burden, and the side of sin will be eradicated from the earth.
About disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone, and especially to the nations of the world, the method of connection, for this, the whole world, Orthodox world, the religious world, especially the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox, they're very mad at us. furious with us. This is why we have so many enemies among religious Jews. What can you do? It's a result of the exile, of the wisdom of Kabbalah being closed, shut out, and that they don't, and they therefore they don't know what the wisdom of Kabbalah says about it. And that was a complaint against Baal Shem Tov and Ramchal and many more people. This is why Baal Sulam writes about it, writes that even Maimonides suffered from it. But we have to understand that we have no choice. We have to bow our heads, tolerate this trash that they are throwing at us, and keep going. Go on.
Number 73 from Baal HaSulam. The Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they pass their power to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentence themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of Dvikut with Him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all nations will flow unto Him.
Turkey 3?
Rav, how people who don't have desire to bestow Creator will bestow Him at the end of correction? In which actions or intentions?
Tell me, let's say you're sick, God forbid, and there's only one doctor, but you don't like him. And God forbid, you're dangerously ill. Okay. Wouldn't you go to that doctor who is the only one? Or would you go? I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yes. So the fact that they want it or don't want it makes no difference. We're only telling them that the Creator will push us through great suffering in that direction, toward that correction. If we want to wait until we get more and more blows, and that it means dying and living and dying again and living again, and something very, very bad, including another world nuclear war. If this is what they want, by all means, what can we do? But we are disseminating the information that you can come to it and be healthy and happy through correction, through agreement between us. Why do we need to cause ourselves such big troubles? That's it. So try to explain it to yourselves and to others, that the upper force has two ways. The left side, the bad forces, and the right side, the good forces. Whether you want it or not, you choose. You choose how, with which, he will influence you. But if, according to his schedule, his plan, you today have to advance from state A to state B, and you're not advancing in by your own desire, then he pinches you somehow, and you will want to advance. It's very simple. This is how we have to see our situation, our fate. Let's try to advance in the good way, like a smart kid. Niv, go on.
Number 74 from Likutei Halachot. There's a medium between all the worlds and the Creator. and it is the Israeli soul, which is very high at its root and is truly a godly part. It is the medium that connects all the worlds with the Creator.
Fine. 75
by Rav Kook. Only when the Torah is exercised in Israel will complete peace and faithful love come, and the pure feeling of recognizing the brotherhood between people will develop. When that development is completed within us at a degree that merits the
PT-25. Well, David, you wanted to ask something?
No.
Asaf
wanted to ask.
Asaf wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Rav, can you explain in your words what it means, revelation of the Messiah? We also said that we start hearing the shofar.
It's a force, the method of correction and the force to attract, power to attract.
Can you explain what? How do you see it? What starts happening to people, to leaders?
If we ourselves are drawn toward connection, and we want to draw the whole world toward connection, then we must add to it, we have to add the intention to bestow upon the Creator. But for the rest of the world, it's they don't need this intention. But if we do it this way, then it turns out that we connect the whole world, which this is called the Aviyut, thickness, Zeran Pin and Malchut, under our intention, which is in order to bestow the degree of Bina. By this, we prepare the whole common general Kli of Adam HaRishon for the correction that the light of Chokhmah will influence and connect and correct all the pieces. That's it.
So we are working with the intention to bestow or developing it.
We, Bnei Baruch, but yeah. The whole world only wants to connect in order to run away from the trouble. You can't demand of them intentions by doing what we recommend. With our supervision, then we will bring our connection with Chokhmah and Bina through us to Zohar, and then they will receive the abundance that will correct them as well to work in order to bestow.
That's the questions. Towards us to pass the abundance means to be in the intention to bestow. What happens when the abundance goes to them? How do they feel it?
They will get the understanding and feeling for connection.
So will they have a development of the intention of bestow?
Yes, but it'll come to them at once, as we read, and not gradually as it is with us.
But the same attainments, the same intentions, only at once?
Yes, but according to their degree. You have an institute that invents some idea. Afterwards, it goes to a different institute where constructors, engineers work there, develop it. Afterwards, it goes down to technology, and from technology to the construction assembly line, and they begin to work and they order the materials and etc. until it becomes a product that was initially conceived in thought.
So from us working in intentions, they will know how to make new politics, new culture.
everything will come down to them gradually, and they will know what to do, because that has to do with their work. What has to do with their work, they will know. But when they are connected to us, and we truly become together, one mechanism, then they will also receive the understanding and feeling from us, and we will receive man from them, and they will receive mud from us, and then this whole mechanism, this whole common soul of Adam Rishon, will be as one unit, and everyone will discover the light of Yechida. This is called, and the Lord will be king over all the earth, all the desire, all the degrees of desire. In that day, the Lord will be one and His name one, and the darkness will shine as light. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got Moscow one.
Бывают такие моменты в мире, в людях чувствуется такое.
There are such moments in the world that people feel an awakening and uplifting. Is that also the light?
Everything we feel, each and every one of us, from a particle of an atom to all the created beings and people and beyond, it is all done, it all moves, it all changes, it all exists only through the upper light. Only through the light.
Он получается как не через Израиль, а как-то
другим.
It doesn't go through Israel, but a different way.
It comes to everyone. The question is, to what extent do they feel it? A person living in this world just like that isn't aware of why, how, what for, from where. He just exists. From dawn to dusk, he thinks only about the looking for the most convenient, comfortable way to live. That's it.
We see from all these excerpts we read that Avut comes along with the role. The Avut is for the conduit.
Yes, it's the action.
And somehow, Bala Sulam writes in a lot of places, and we feel like a separation, that there's a connection between us and dissemination to the world. Why is there that split there in perception, that there's connection in the ten and arrow towards the world, as if it's not one?
No, it's still correct, because first we have to connect among us, so we will have some common force, and then to disseminate out of this common force, to disseminate the purpose, and then with this common force, those to whom we disseminate, they will feel this participation. Before that, they won't feel it. If you're working on your own in dissemination, then you're disseminating, but to disseminate avut, you have to have some sort of force of connection. Otherwise, it won't happen. Because you speak, but there's no power in your words. The power that's made of several forces.
And to attain that avut, it's without taking the purpose into account, what we're trying to attain.
You can't receive from them the chisaron, the deficiency, before you go out to them. And you can't go out with avut if you're not connected. So there is a certain procession here.
It's very confusing that sometimes we put more emphasis on this, sometimes on that.
This is how we learn. What can you do? It's how we learn.
But what's the key? What's the principle that you should settle this contradiction between connection in the ten and a conduit to the world?
Connection in the ten comes first. We've always learned it.
Can it be like as a first stage only towards connection in the ten, and that's it?
Only toward connection in the ten, as Rabash writes in his articles. He doesn't write that by connecting in the ten, you should already think about how you will disseminate it afterwards to the world. No, first connect in the ten. Start feeling that you have this issue of connecting. Afterwards, when you obtain connection, you can come out and disseminate. Otherwise, your power isn't spiritual power. Spirituality is connection.
And to our matter today, is it enough to think of the connection in the ten, or connection in the ten in order to be a conduit?
Ideally, it's in order to disseminate it to the world, because we are already at the time of the Messiah.
So is this the right answer for today, or is it right for our days and onward?
From our days and onward. All right, maybe we'll sing a song or something and end the lesson.
We have announcements from Info.
It's too soon for Info, 2 more minutes.
No, we're ready. We just have the schedule for today. At 10:30, we'll have a reporters meeting till 11:30. And just as every Sunday from 6:45 to 7:30, Yeshivat Chaverim and a song.